listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening for Wednesday, May 14th, 2014. Welcome to the program. I am Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug, on this pre-full moon.
Well, that explains everything.
Yes, it does.
Well, it's good to have everybody with us, those who are joining us live, as well as those who are listening to the archive. We appreciate you taking your time to be with us for the next little bit. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, we also operate a couple of different schools. The Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics, and the International College of Humanistic Science offers certifications as well as standalone courses in metaphysical-related topics. For more information on those two schools, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org or ichsworld.org. So tonight we are going to be focusing on the topic of value for value. We're going to talk about how you value yourself, what kind of value you put on your work or service to others, different transactions, and making sure that they're fair and equitable, and we're just going to have an in-depth discussion. So with that having been said, take it away, Dr. Vicki.
I'm happy to. You know, when you were young, Doug, did you ever have a problem asking people for money, like
no.
for a job?
Yeah. You mean?
You know,
not sure what you mean.
Well, you know, you're going to, even when you're a kid, you know, you're going to mow the lawn for somebody or you're going to babysit. And, you know, it's, I think that there's a lot of struggle sometimes with money. Like we're taught
sure.
from a young age, don't ask for money now.
Sure.
You
yeah,
know, you
when
will,
it's time to get paid. You know, like your paycheck, you know, it's some reason you didn't get it when you thought you should have.
Yeah.
So it's hard to ask, yep.
Yeah, and it's hard to ask for a raise. You know, it's hard to, because money has this really interesting attachment of psychology. You know, I know for me as a kid, you know, you go visit somebody's house. Now, don't you ask for anything. Don't you ask for food or cake or cookies, and don't you ask for this. But, you know, inevitably, the old people will give you a quarter. Well, I'm sure they give a lot more now. But, you know, it's like, here, you can buy yourself a treat. So there's all these different mixed messages about money in the material world, I think, versus what a lot of us do in spiritual counseling, for instance, or life coaching and so on, where there's a different attitude or impression that, you know, they shouldn't ask for money because it's a spiritual connotation. And to be perfectly honest, I think a lot of that came from the church. So, ooh, you know, drum roll, where people think that the church is for free. You know, the minister would give a service, so they'd, you know, pass around the, you know, little dish or the hat or whatever they do. And you get a, you know, in my day, you'd throw in a coin or two. Now people throw in $50. I heard that the other day. I said, really? And they think, though.
Gee, we should start a church.
I know. So there's this, the minister is always available all week long, free counseling, free, you know, whether it's, you know, in all kinds of situations. So I think that psychology, people don't know is the church is not free. Lots of people donate, leave their estates, leave their stuff, and the churches have investments of property. They buy and sell. They have business investments that keeps it going so they can minister to the people for free. Or seemingly for free. It's not, but they seem to. So what happens, I think, in metaphysics in particular, you know, there's this, well, you should, it's a gift, you should give it away. So and that just brings up all kinds of...
And that's specifically referring to psychic readings, perhaps holistic healing, things like that.
Yep. And there's a lot of that going on right now. So, you know, I think that there's, in my view, the value for value is there's three things going on. First of all, it's our attitude toward money. And the second is the value for value in exchange, how we interact with one another. You know, you give and you receive, and there has to be that balance, no matter what it is, even if it's a gesture or, you know, a task. We're helping each other out. So it has to be a fair and equitable thing. And the other part is how there's an expectation that people should give away so-called spiritual deeds or tasks for no money at all.
Right. And the whole premise of this is that there has to be value for value. And let's just nip this one in the bud right now. I mean, we see this all the time. I see it with those who have psychic abilities, who do readings and so forth, and say they don't feel comfortable in charging for it because it was a gift, therefore they should give it to others. And my response is, gee, Michael Jordan has a gift, Tiger Woods has a gift, many people have gifts, and do they just give it away? No, of course not. Now, maybe some of these people are a bit on the overpaid side, but that's a different story. You know, the fact is that anybody who enjoys their job is probably good at it, and they're good at it because they enjoy it. They're gifted at different things. That's absolutely normal and natural to want to do something that you're gifted in. We all have our gifts. We all have our strengths. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with earning a living at your gift. So that should just nip that in the bud. If you're going to give something of value, then something of value should be exchanged. And a direct side point to this is you never give anything away for nothing. Then there's another reason for that, because it is not appreciated. If you give something away, then it's just cheapened. So, you know, those of you who are writing books, those of you who are teaching courses, those of you who are doing counseling, coaching, holistic healing, you never give it away. There has to be some investment on the recipient's part. Otherwise, they will not respect it. They won't respect you. They won't appreciate the gift. Now, there's always exceptions to rules, but that is the rule.
You know, I think that we can enter in your term, them esteem, for mm-hmm. people who do give it away, because it makes them feel important. So I'm going to hit this one right between the eyes, too. If you're continually giving something away, you are getting something in return, which is the feeling of thinking you're important. Don't you think?
Yeah, it absolutely will. See, I'm special syndrome. You know, I'm doing this, and it makes me feel good. Now, there's nothing wrong with feeling good about giving, providing a service for somebody, doing the right thing, doing no harm. That's good. That's fine. But if the only reason you're doing it is to feel special, then there's something wrong. There needs to be more to it than just, well, people will like me if I do this. That is them esteem, and it is the I'm special syndrome, or I feel good about me because other people like me. That's them esteem. So that's it. And before we continue on, that's something I forgot. If anybody has a comment they would like to make, you can certainly call in. Michael is on the phones. Dial in the number there on your screen, 714-459-3973, or you can click on the little Skype icon.
You can chat in the chat room, too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
There we go, that too. You know, I have, in my lifetime, done readings for a pound of coffee or just something that somebody can offer, so that there is some kind of interactive value, and knowing that somebody can't afford it, they just can't afford it, but they need some help. Then I say, well, what can you give? And you know, I can't get in the habit of that, because here's the thing: I have to support myself. You know, we all have to buy food, we all have to keep a roof over our head, we all have a life. You know, the other element to this is that I can honestly talk about freely here, is in places like Native American communities where medicine people are holding lodges, they're giving services. People are not paying them. And it's like, okay, you can take tobacco, you can take some sweetgrass, you can, you know, well, how much of that do you need? It doesn't, it's not disrespectful to give money. Because these people, and I know many of them are impoverished, but they're still doing their cultural work, they're doing their spiritual work, they're, you know, helping whoever they can in need. And if there isn't at least some, you know, something coming back, then it really is that disrespect and unappreciated. In the old days, I would like to say this for all the Wiccan communities, the Indian communities, the, you know, whatever kind of community you're thinking about that's very old by terms of culture and cultural practices, any of these so-called shaman or medicine people in the community were revered and taken care of. They were given a home, given food, they were honored and respected. And of course, over time, because of our value of money, you know, and then that separation between spirituality and materialism, we have forgotten that these people have to eat too. So when I hear this, well, you have a gift, you know, you should be giving it to people. Okay, and then I should do what to eat? And people get kind of dumbfounded because they're not connecting the dots.
Right.
There must be value for value. And in this day and age, I mean, I'm happy to, hey, you want to bring me a side of deer? You want to bring me a couple of chickens? I'm good with that. But, you know, I still have to pay the landlord. And we're still on this cash kind of society. Well, we're plastic. You know? So this is the reality that we live in. So I would like to say to all those people on social networks, online networks, and even including Facebook, I love it that there is this wonderful expanded educational process and a rise in consciousness, and that we're all way talking. In my day, we didn't talk like this. So this is wonderful for me to see. But when you're giving it away for free, nobody benefits. In my view, that cheapens things and it puts a lot of readers out of business. And over the years, I've had to change what I do. Yes, I've supplemented my income over the years with, you know, business consulting, being a writer. But there's no way I could just be a reader on my own because there's always somebody out there to give it for free.
Well,
and that's a fact.
And when you give it away for free, you're really devaluing your own service. Now,
absolutely.
Again, I mentioned earlier, there's always exceptions to the rule, but be careful when you provide an exception to a rule. Now, if there's somebody in deep need, depending on what it is you do, what service you perform or give, you know, depending on that, if somebody is in serious straits or poor straits, dire straits, you know, and you got to do it, you got to do it, I understand. But don't make it a practice of doing it because the people, they just don't appreciate it. When you get something for free, it's never appreciated as much as when there's some investment. You know, I've given courses away for a very low investment because the person really needed it and they were destitute. But they still had to give me something. Even if it was $10, they had to give me something because there had to be an investment on their part. It's a huge point. Always has to be some investment on their part.
You know, this comes in into play about having relationships, Doug, I think, that whether it's a student in the school with an instructor and the value of what's learning, or just in relationships in general, is that when things get one-sided, when it goes one side, there's always somebody who feels used or unappreciated, and it's kind of like, well, I always call so-and-so, like I'm moving right away, so this comes to mind. So I always call so-and-so, you know, help me move, but if I'm not helping them move, then, you know, I'm never going to get anybody to help me move. So there has to be that, you know, do something for others as well as do something, you know, for me. So it goes right down to very basic acts in a day that we do that's interactive and valued. But, you know, when you talk about the school, it's that a student comes, okay, they need it, but there is a value. And so that in at the very least to respect that the two of you, you know, instructor to student, have a relationship. So that connection, it also has to be respectful and valued, and the appreciation there. You know, you have a rule kind of, Doug, I think, of saying thank you twice.
Mm-hmm.
And
pleased.
And it's, and I have actually, and I had had that even since I was a kid too, is to back it up with a little more. Because it's just too easy to say, well, thanks, and off you go. And, you know, you're sitting there holding the bag, say, did they really acknowledge this? Or, you know, so even that acknowledgement and the reinforcement of the acknowledgement is valued. You can't, it's not just about opening the door for somebody, it's actually looking them in the eye and saying, hey, I'll get that for you. That is a value. That energy exchange, the interaction is a value. So it's not just about in the world of money, it's in the world of appreciation and being a humanitarian and what we all need to restore. And that's why I think the importance of this show. You know, we need to talk about value for value to restore our humanitarianism. And I'm really big on this. I mean, I'm, as you know, we've had discussions about it.
Good points. So let's continue to expand this concept of value for value. And let's go down the road of you get the, let me rephrase that, the value you get from something is the value you put into it. So let's take... Let's start with school, with studies. Whether you're a student at IMHS, ICHS, or some other college, the amount that you get from your studies it hinges on how much you put into them. You get out of something what you put into it. A lot of people say life is not fair. Well, that may or may not be true, but life is a lot fairer than we give it credit for because it gives us back exactly what we put into it. So, you know, it's the old computer expression, you know, garbage in, garbage out, good in, good out. You get out of something what you put into it. And we live in a society where so many people suffer from the entitlement attitude where they feel entitled to everything without putting much effort into it. And that attitude's got to go away. You need to don on the ownership attitude. So you invest in your studies, like students at IMHS. You know, some students get a lot out of the courses. They get a ton out of the courses. Changes their lives. Other students basically say, well, I didn't really learn anything new, and that blows me away. And it is extremely telling to me because I can go read a course I wrote and learn something new because there's that much in these courses. I can look at it from a different perspective. I can see it in a different light, and I can learn something new. I can take a point from one course and compare it with another point from another course and create a third point that I had never considered before. So you get out of something what you put into it. And if you're a student, I encourage you, you know, put in the time, put in the review. Don't read it once. Read it several times. Study it, ponder it, meditate on it. And let it slowly simmer, and then see what you come up with.
Well, I think that there's a sincerity and a seriousness and that it goes into what we want to achieve or what we want to get out of something when we take on a task. I think that, I don't think anybody would disagree that we live in a very entitlist type of culture, in North America especially, and perhaps Europe. I can't speak for Europe, but... A lot of things come, now I can't say easier, but more expected. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to say life is easy. But there's an expectation that comes with it. So don't you think that, Doug?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was saying. You know, there's an entitlement attitude that goes around a lot. Not everybody has it, but a lot of folks do. And so we've got to get away from that. The other thing that... we could expand into, which is very similar, is relationships. You know, you get out of a relationship what you put into it. And so you, if you want a relationship to work, to grow, you got to put something into it. You got to put effort and work into it. And that reminds me of what I call the two most important relationship questions. What do you bring to the table in a particular relationship? What do you add? What do you subtract? What does the other person bring to the table? What do they add? What do they subtract? And here's the kicker. Anytime somebody takes more from a relationship than they give and they're not willing to change, the relationship's over, period. I don't care who it's with either. And I really mean I don't care who it's with. So what are you bringing to the table when it comes to value in a relationship? What are you bringing to the table when it comes to value in your studies at IMHS or wherever you're studying? What do you bring to the table when you help a client, whether it's spiritual counseling, coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, whatever, even paranormal science? What do you bring to the table? And is it valuable? And if so, what is the exchange? Is there a value for value exchange?
Well, this comes to individuality and valuing ourselves as individuals. And rather than demeaning or, you know, we have these complexes, you know, where we don't think we're worthy or, I mean, I hear this a lot, actually. People not quite feeling that they are in the club of the human beings. You know, it's like everybody else is better. You know,
it's
yeah, so I think that what happens is if you don't value yourself as a human being and what comes to you, like whether it's your skill or your tool or, you know, what just comes natural, then, you know, it demeans your value to yourself, not just what you bring to others. Because you can only give away what you have in yourself. You can only present what you have in yourself. You know, very often I counsel in relationships where it's very important for somebody to feel like they have been loved. Well, doesn't he love me? Well, I'm sure he does, as much as he knows how. But the same for you. You're loving in the way you know how. You see, you can only give away as much love as you have for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, that reminds me of a Jack Canfield quote, "You'll never rise above the level of your own self-esteem." So if you're giving it away, that's just another way of saying that you don't really respect what you have enough to insist on an equitable and fair exchange in some way. You know, got to be an exchange, a value for value.
So I think what we have to do is number one, what I said in the very beginning, review our our psyche about money. And money isn't all of it, but it certainly is a part of it. And to feel comfortable enough to say, you know, that I have to get paid for a job and not be exorbitant. You know, there's a lot of places that overpay young people, and there's other places that people work really hard for less than minimum wage. So there is not always an equitability in the society, but that you do have a value and in the tasks performed. So then the other is, of course, the energy for energy in relationships, and the other that in particular when it comes to work that you are gifted in that's not necessarily skilled on a computer, you know, that it's fair enough to say we all have to eat and set some kind of, you know, price point for that, even if it's a donation. But hear me clearly, if you ask people for donations, their idea of a donation and yours is different.
Yeah.
Truly. You know, as we all know. So there has to be a start point. One of the things about what Dr. Doug Kelly has done with IMHS is offer a hardship scholarship program. And it is for people who legitimately can't afford a full rate, you know, and then they can go on a pay-as-you-go for a lower rate. I mean, so there is a gesturing, you know, to people. And so it's not like we're in the money business, but we're in the money business. And we're also in the people business, but as Dr. Kelly would say, we're in the relationship business, which is a very big distinction there.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you know, we're all doing our best, but we have to do better. and I guess that to me is the point of value for value, is we need to rethink our own value and our attitudes about value and start interacting differently. And I don't begrudge people if they get on, you know, the 1-800 number, the online thing, and they get a free 10-minute reading, answer their two questions. But what makes me curious is why they think there's any credibility to it. So the people who are giving answers like this are not taking responsibility in the fact that they have somebody's life in their hands. So there's so many inequitabilities here that we have to be really serious to look at these things, you know, and use a little bit of critical thinking, perhaps, and review our attitudes about energy and value and money and materialism, spirituality, and start understanding better that we can restore fairness. We can.
Let's draw a distinction, too, between this value for value concept and paying it forward. You know, there are times when we will pay it forward because somebody's done it nice for us, so we will pay it forward. Now, that could be considered a value for value, right? If somebody's done it nice, we pay it forward. There is an investment on our part, so that's a good thing. Just got to make sure that you follow through and pay it forward in some way. So there's this value for value does not negate paying it forward. It's paying it forward is a part of that, a big part of that, a beautiful part of that.
Well, I think there's a distinction about having a livelihood and being able to not live in poverty, and versus, you know, being gesturing and connected to humanity. And I think that to me is the distinction. Passing forward or giving forward is that those niceties and doing the right thing because we are one humanity in a shared space living together. Mm-hmm. And the other is the fact that we have to be able to have a roof over our heads and be able to eat. So, you know, we have a lot of reviewing to do, and I hope at least, you know, this show might just get some questions going.
I hope so, too. You know, it's been an interesting topic. You know, it's not a rocket science type topic. It's good, and it's something we have to remember. So basically, to sum it up, if you are providing a service, have enough respect for yourself that you insist on some kind of an equitable exchange, whether it's paying it forward, whether it's something in return, but make sure that there's value for value. Don't diminish. Don't diminish your own worth. Yeah, that's a hard word too. You know, hey, it's a blonde hair. What can I say? All right. So don't diminish your own worth, but insist on something fair. And whatever it is for that person, for those circumstances, value for value, and get away from this honest. It's just BS that, well, it's a gift, so I have to give it away. That says more about a person's own self-esteem than it does anything. It's not real. It's not healthy, because the other people just don't appreciate it that much anyway. Not as much as if they had an investment. So there you have it.
We have spoken. Yes. Well, you know, at least all we do is we present the ideas, have the discussion, and hope that people get benefit from it, you know, being thought-provoking. And you can go to ICAHSworld.org or metaphysicsinstitute.org, and we got lots more.
Mucho moro. That means much more in Spanish. Ask me, I speak any language.
Happy full moon.
Yeah, and we, again, appreciate everyone taking their time tonight with us, and with us, whether it's live or in the archives, tell others. We hope that we are offering some value for you, some encouragement, some life skills here. And if that's the case, then remember us when it comes to donation time, because, you know, we can't do what we do without those resources. That's it. Time's up. Have a great week. Good night.
Good night.